Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Oh, it's going to be silly time, USA.
Silly time.
I'm putting my phone on do not disturb.
Why don't we do this? Before the episode starts, we all text somebody and we say, help.
No.
See any response.
That's really bad.
Let's text different cast members, help.
Nope.
No.
And see who responds in what way.
Damien would literally, I don't know what he actually.
He'd show up in like gauntlets
sword.
And shit. Yeah, yeah, a bow and
he'd
arrow.
He'd be like, who needs my service?
I'm going to say help, I'm stuck on the game stage.
I feel like
somebody
is more
and see
of an
who
axe
comes.
Wielder.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. My name is Amanda, and Shane
is gone!
Woo! Oh, boy!
Girls' room! Woo! Deep, boop,
boop, deep, boop, boop. And we have candy. Bring it up. Bring up.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Woo!
Sorry for sound.
This is an Olive Garden mint is in the Smosh candy bowl.
Who did that?
I got an orange Starburst.
Two Olive Garden mints.
This is interesting.
What?
Jolly Rancher lollipop.
I'm nursing it right now.
You're nursing it?
My mom puts the watermelon Jolly Ranchers in a pitcher of vodka and lets them sit for 24 hours, and then you have watermelon Jolly Rancher vodka.
I can't handle that. That's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
It's probably so sweet.
It's delicious.
Is it delicious?
Yeah.
What's up, Smosh Mouth Nation? Let me hear ya.
Sorry for headphone listeners.
So, guys, Shane's gone. You did what Angela did. Remember, Angela played a live stream with a lollipop here, and she was playing, and a massive, just nonstop drool fell out.
Yeah.
And it was bad, but she
Angela
didn't feel
did
it.
That.
She didn't feel it. That's the issue. You felt it like a person. She actually didn't feel it.
We're making a mess.
Shane is gone, so I brought on the wildest duos ever. We had Tommy Narasha, and now we have... Oh. Chance and Angela. What are your names? Guys, we're going to play a little Never Have I Ever, but honestly, let's just chat for a little bit. If you are just listening, sorry. And also, we have a thing of candy.
If you were a candy, no, if I was a candy, what would I be?
That's
for you too as well.
I feel like you'd be like,
something that changes
Sour
flavors
Patch
in the
Kids.
Middle.
You'd be a Sour Patch
That's
Kid.
That's so mean.
Sorry.
That's so
something
mean.
That changes flavors like in the middle. Isn't
yeah.
there something?
Sour
that,
Patch Kid. First is sour, then this.
Smocker? A gobsmocker?
Say that again?
Gobsmocker?
Gave that. Say that again. Oh no. Oh no.
You
guys, I'm broken.
This Starburst. Is,
I'm broken.
Gobsmocker.
You do it again? Did you do it again? Hey, show it again.
Guys, we just had lunch. It was soup day.
Which we asked for, and they do it all the time, and I'm so grateful.
And I asked for wing day, and we still didn't get wing day.
We get wing day on pizza day.
That's bad wings. That's a pizza place that's making wings, not a wing place that's making wings.
What's the wing place?
If we had Buffalo Wild Wings, I would explode.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
I wouldn't work well. I would show up to games videos and not be myself.
Okay, so you'd be a gobsmacker.
Gobsmocker. Is it the game? Gobstopper.
Gobstopper. My brain doesn't
that
work.
That'd be my new nickname. Can you
are
call
chewing
me?
Directly into the mic.
Don't do that. Don't do
and
that.
And Scott wants to kill you.
It's like ASMR.
Okay, if you were a candy.
You already said I'd be a.
Yeah. What would you be?
What's that? No, I'm not going to say something mean. I'm going to say something nice.
Okay.
You're like something funky with like peanut butter.
Oh, you're like Reese's Pieces. That's
yeah.
That's you.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay. I'm into that.
You're more like
can I be Reese's
Puffs.
Cup?
What?
Oh, you're a cup. You're a cup.
Thanks. I'll be a cup. I'll be a dish.
Your character in Summer Games was Mrs. Puff, though.
Like I told you, I looked back on the videos of me at Summer Games. I was like, let me check this out. I've not talked about it here. I look
look rough, girl.
Rough.
You look, and I know you were not much pregnant, but girl.
You know, I was like this.
I thought you looked adorable.
What? I was like. I literally.
Creating life
I was
in
by
the corner.
The camera like this. Do it again. I'm Mrs. P.
And it was
do
so.
It, run it again.
It was like 98 degrees.
My neck was attached to my elbow. My hair was this high. I was in a jean button down dress with a bouncy ball underneath my body.
So bad.
I had cute little white socks, but why? I was wearing spandex shorts underneath. I looked like the blob. I was like, hey, moose back there.
And then they put you in a hot dog costume.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm in a goddamn hot dog costume. And they go, hey, bring her out. An hour goes by. I'm in the library stacks with three fans. Alexine is like, how can I help you? How can I help you, mama? I'm like, I don't know. No one can help me now.
Give me a chair.
And literally they go, all right, bring out the hot dog. And I come out like, I can't hear anything.
Oh my God.
The hot dog costume is 100 pounds on the ears.
It's so funny because we were talking about it and I had the same reaction at first. And I was like, Amanda, you did not look that bad, girl. Like, you're fine. We look at the videos.
No, I don't think you look bad.
Oh, no. I was like, Miss Master, Ian, bring it around. I was dripping sweat.
My God.
I had a Stanley cup with snacks that Alexina had to fill up every 5 minutes because I was
you were
dominating. I was like, all right, let me host this.
There was no makeup that day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had makeup on.
But I did the poof one of your days.
You did. Yeah.
Go back, guys. And there's one Smosh Summer Games episode where I did the poof for Miss B.
And it is. It's a wave. It's a wave.
It's huge.
Frozen in time.
It's humongous.
It's a massive ocean Hawaiian surf wave frozen in time.
I remember
on top
being like,
of my head.
Do you mind if I do it?
Oh, I know when that was.
Madam Morrible going.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
Flip it around.
So, yeah, that was
Naked
me.
Wit.
That was me in Summer Games.
Oh.
That was fun to go back and go. And everyone, when I was pregnant, they're like, girl, you look good. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah.
And I look back in the videos. I was like, oh,
well, there you go.
Somebody get never her have in I a ever, bed.
Never have I ever won Summer Games.
Never won?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely didn't win.
I didn't either.
I was not winning. Did You're, you?
No.
Good,
so,
we did it.
So you have to, you won.
No, Hollywood hot dogs.
So you have to say it has to be something that you do.
Oh, you.
What? No.
No, you keep it up. You don't want to put it
you
down.
You say something you've never done.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Mrs. P. Gobsmocker.
Gobsmocker. You've been gobsmocker.
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 Okay, let's do Never Have I Ever with a twist.
Okay.
Never Have I Ever played Hues and Cues.
Oh, of course I have. Best game ever.
3 seconds ago. Chance goes like this in the makeup area. I'm so sorry. It's just so funny.
Tell me.
He goes, oh my God. Look at this game. I'm sitting in the suspenser right now. And I start filming him. The clip is so good. He goes, holy shit, Angela, look at all the colors. And they say a word. And I go, and he goes, we literally need to play this. And I was like, we've played it.
Did I
I'm
not
so sorry.
Do the exact same
Three?
Thing?
Yes.
I went up to Spencer, I go, Spencer, sit down. I have a game for you that you are going to love.
What was it?
Hughes and Cues.
It was the same game?
Yeah, she we did literally did thing. The same thing.
Okay,
and I went,
that...
we've played.
Whoa.
It's so good. And Angela's right there. She goes, we played it. We've done
oh.
it.
Have but you... now you guys got to play.
I haven't
wait.
Played it. I haven't seen it.
You have to tell monologue him... version.
Oh, did you tell him?
I told him.
Told me what?
The monologue version with Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Smosh
okay.
Games. Okay.
Smosh Games. But that's not why we're here. We're here for Smosh Mouth.
So, I have played Hughes and Cues, yes.
I have played Hughes and Cues. Okay, your turn.
Never have I ever gone skydiving. Yeah, see, this is why I didn't want to go.
I would, though. I think
you
I would.
Would.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not scared of that.
I would if it was $20.
How much is it?
Really expensive.
Okay, Selena sent this one. Never have I ever farted and blamed it on someone else.
I did that in middle school.
I've definitely done that, so I'm saying
I've,
that
I've definitely done that too.
Okay, so we're all out on that one.
I did that in middle school, and I'll own it. And it was powerful.
Oh, you'll own the fart this time.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh my God. When are we going to play that Christian game again?
We have
guys,
to. Guys,
on Smosh Games, if you haven't seen it, us three plus Arasha.
Girl,
played
I played the Christian game for far too long.
Yeah, honey.
Until they said, you can't play with us anymore.
Yeah, honey.
I said, okay, fair. Fair.
All right, fine.
You got okay. me. You got me.
We played, I don't even remember what the Christian game was called.
I actually was like, when the church outed me, I actually was like, what? I am not kidding. Like, I'm playing it up.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I was like, they were like, your lifestyle choices. And I wasn't out yet. So I was like, your lifestyle choices don't match with like our... like
they
our
said
values.
This?
Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Have
like,
you heard of the church?
What? You were like, literally, like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Did the priest like sit you down?
It was over the phone, and it was not my church that I grew up going to. It was the church that I was a counselor at, and I just got hired onto the central
this
staff.
This makes me so mad. Like, why is it their business?
Right.
So they said you didn't, what, align with...
The values.
What are the values?
We can't get into that.
Okay, great. Straight.
And
is...
that, I'll say no.
Aw.
You can. Talk about Christianity. Go for it.
Yes. What are the values of Christianity or what are the values of the church?
Yes.
Woo! Starburst dropped.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
The values of Christianity are love.
Love one another the way you want to be loved.
Your high moment. Did you hire her?
She's awesome.
You got to give her some reviews because your hype woman is not doing favors for you at all. She goes, we don't need to talk about that. Speak on
acceptance,
it.
Acceptance, love, get understanding, there. Community.
Yes, sis.
Patience.
So because you're gay, you don't have any of those things?
Well, they were focused on the gay part of it. I do have all of those things, but they were like, you're gay, so you can't be Christian.
God.
Which is kind of counterintuitive because yeah. Jesus is like accepting of all sinners and
right,
even
exactly.
the most broken ones. He's like, you are enough and you are worthy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So. Amen. Where's the hype girl at that?
Yeah. So never get it, girl.
Ever.
Get it, girl. You surfed it. You surfed it on Smosh Mouth just now. You just talked biblical.
Never have ever.
Gobsmocked.
Gobsmocked.
I'm gobsmocked right
so
now.
So how does that work in Never Have I Ever? Been outed by the church.
Been outed by the church.
Been outed by the church.
Been okay, outed well, by the church. Been outed by the church. Been outed by the church. Been outed by the church. That's going to be a
okay,
good
that was
sound.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My turn.
Yeah, you're definitely your turn.
Oh.
Let me think. I'm doing these off the dome, okay? Never have...
Whoa.
What?
Okay, this is going to be vulnerable, okay?
I would love it.
I have a couple water bottles. One of them...
You...
One of them I've never washed. Never have I ever washed one of my water bottles.
Yeah.
How long have you had?
I've washed a water bottle.
Of course. I it's like a thing.
You keep it up if you...
Yeah, you keep it up.
I'm saying I've left one... Why do I...
She's never washed one of her water bottles ever in life.
No, not
and,
one. No, one
have.
Of my water bottles I've never washed.
Ever in life.
One.
I've washed one of my water bottles before.
But why did I say that? Because now I have to put a finger down. I'm doing it again. I always say things you put fingers down, but you have to say things you haven't done.
Yeah, and then you're... And like, I have done that, so I have to put a finger down.
Right.
I'm taking that one back. That's just...
But now we know.
An embarrassing fact.
That you haven't washed.
It's just one. I looked at it the other day and I went, when have I washed you?
And did it respond?
Wash me. Clean me.
Does it have a straw?
No.
Thank God.
Does it smell weird?
No, I literally got it a month ago.
Does it smell weird?
Okay.
Ew, I got it a month ago. Okay, next.
Never have I ever... Okay, never have I ever gone to a tattoo parlor.
Boom.
I definitely have. But not, I don't have a tattoo.
Did you do an improv show? Have you?
Wait, that'd be fun.
No, but that'd be fun.
Where's the craziest place you've done an improv show?
That's fun. Okay.
A lot of elementary schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of.
Yeah, for sure. Cafes. Have you guys done
God,
in a cafe?
Wait, were you a story pirate?
I was just going to bring up story pirates.
Were you really?
I auditioned for story pirate, didn't get it.
Oh.
They say, okay, wait, we have to talk about what, big.
Yeah, we have
it's
to talk
Chance
about it.
It's how Chance and I met.
And yeah, a
we couple literally, of some people think we met at UCB. We started working together at UCB.
You met at Story Pirates. So I remember being stressed out about this audition.
Yeah.
And I like put my heart and soul in. I think I just am a scary looking
person.
No,
a lot of Story Pirates get in on their second audition.
That's true.
So tell me, you guys met.
What I will say, it was a perfect blanket for someone who had just moved to LA mm-hmm. of like...
Wait, let's explain it. So okay, yeah. Story Pirates is a nonprofit that is now so massive, so cool.
It's
so amazing. So many amazing, like stellar comedians and actors and singers have come from there.
Yep.
Now they have a very successful podcast. What it is it's a company of performers that will teach, a bunch of teaching artists as well, that will go to schools, teach kids how to do creative writing, and then... These kids will write stories that then these professional actor and comedians put these stories up.
So they take them and they take the text of what these children have written almost verbatim sometimes.
Word for word.
Even if they're like a 5-year-old who can barely form sentences, they will take it as true and they will honor it and they will put it up as a performance.
In front of that kid.
Yep.
So like the kids will like a week before have like a writing workshop where they'll learn those tools, and then the next week the Story Pirates will come for like a bunch of field trips, and then they'll do their writing. Cool.
And some of these stories are so beautiful, and they're written by kids all over the country. They could submit stories, and so they have a podcast too where you can go.
The podcast is now one of the leading podcasts in like kids. Podcast because
I remember being like, this is magical.
Yeah.
It would be what a privilege to be on this show.
I will never forget. Wait, I have like so many stories already.
I do too.
I will never forget the first time I did a Story Pirates show where I had to sing. A lot of them are like music based too.
Yeah.
And a little girl wrote this story about a princess who was flying. And then she wrote like lyrics like, I'm flying, woohoo, I'm flying, woohoo, or something like that. And I full force. Like committed, and we wrote it on piano, and then I sang this whole I'm flying. And then what happens is they go, this story's written by someone in the third grade, and then all the third graders start freaking out.
You see them bustling.
Oh my god.
And they go, she's in Miss Blah Blah Blah's class. And they're like, okay. And they go, please give it up for Twyla. And then she's like, oh my god. And then the kid usually cries.
Yeah.
And then they watch the story, and when I saw this little girl in like LAUSD, hard school system because I grew up in it. She's in the corner of this awful auditorium that was just full of mold and bad things. She's just sitting in the corner crying, watching me sing her song.
God.
It was the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Why did we talk about? Oh yeah, because those were improv shows, basically.
There were so many improv shows where you would get it. You would also do improv games, and so you would go to the schools and perform them in a lunchroom, in a classroom, in an auditorium that is also a lunchroom.
Kind of TNTL coded.
Very TNTL coded.
I think Conan O'Brien was a Story Pirate.
Patton Oswalt.
So wait, when did you guys meet?
So we met the week before we got on the UCB team. We did a Story Pirate show together out in
Lake Tahoe.
It wasn't Lake Tahoe. Whoa. It was
some of them you would travel to.
Yes.
Whoa.
Those ones were really fun.
So you guys met.
And then I remember like you do like two rehearsals and then you do the show.
Yeah. And so we were with my friend Nabil and a couple other Story Pirates. Oh yeah, that's where she met Nabil too.
Crazy.
Wild.
And we did that show together. And then the next week, we got on the same UCB team, Moongoon.
Literally all within the same week.
That's wild.
Crazy.
And did you have to stop Story Pirates when you got on UCB?
No.
Story Pirates is like, they would be like...
They're like gigs.
Yeah.
It's like gigs, yes.
I bet if you audition a second time, they'd be like, hell yeah.
I don't think I'm going to.
No, of course. I did not.
Could you imagine if I'm like... And also...
That would be the craziest
thing. I'm now a Story Pirate.
I just meant like, no, there, you have Story Pirate in you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was early on in my, I think it was when I was also doing Groundlings, and everything I did was like, what's the decision? What's my choice? What's my want?
It really gets you out of your head.
Meanwhile, you go taco or ice cream. I'm a taco.
It helps you so much because you're like, okay, I'm too heady. I'm too brainy. Mm-hmm. Get down to the brass facts. Taco or ice cream.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm a scientist.
I need that.
And some of these kids will write the craziest stuff.
Oh, My niece alone, when I was visiting her, not this round, the other round, she goes, do you want to hear about the witch that visits me every night in my room?
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. And I go, yeah. And I talk to my sister. I go, do you know about the witch that visits her every night? And she goes, yeah, I don't know what any of that's about. And I'm like, what do you mean? What if a real witch is visiting her? And she's like, Amanda, stop. And I'm like, but kids are so connected. Yeah. Like, you don't know. And she's like, oh, yeah, she comes just to check in to make sure I'm going to bed.
You ready for this? Ready for this? Truly wonderful the mind of a child is.
Who's that? Is that an impression?
No, that's
Do it again.
I know his name.
I don't know if it's truly wonderful. Can someone fact check me on the adjective?
Wait, that's what's his freaking name in Star Wars?
Name him.
Wait a second. Why can't I think of his name?
Yeah, you guys, this is sad for you. This is embarrassing.
Yoko Ono.
What? It's Yoko Ono. It's Yoko Ono.
What's his name again?
Second lollipop. If you're lollipop watching,
what did you do with the other one?
I ate it like an adult.
Oh my god. Jesus.
With the lollipop hanging out
Jesus
of your mouth.
Jesus Christ.
I ate like an adult. Okay, never have I ever.
What's his name?
Say his name.
We're doing this thing again. You do this all the time.
What do I do?
What's that actor's name? What's his name?
Yeah, but he knows the answer and he's not telling me. What? That's what's rude.
And you have to sit in that.
I don't want to.
Well, you don't get a say.
Fine. Let's do never have I ever.
She's truly wonderful, the mind of a child.
Oh, God.
Whoa. This guy
sounded like
you had
egg yolk stuck in your throat.
Truly wonderful, the mind of a child. She's a mind of a child.
Oh, what is God.
This voice? I don't know. I'm finding something.
No, don't put it back.
It's almost like you're doing this.
I'm sticking my tongue.
Not Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I know that.
Good.
I would just want to practice the word out loud and go, I know it's not him.
But it is another Jedi Master.
I know. Of course I know.
Has Shane's mom seen this RIP thing in the pool? It's so fucked up.
I actually don't know.
It's probably really traumatic for her if she saw something like
it
that.
It is really traumatic for her.
But funny for him.
But you know what? Fucked you don't see it. You don't see it. It's behind him. Only I get to look at it.
And I'm looking at Harambe.
But you can see Harambe.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his name?
Never have I ever... What?
Clapped after a plane lands.
I have.
Really?
I have. Don't what look at me like that. Oh my God. I was at Griffith Observatory the other day, and everyone was so quiet watching the sunset, and it went down, and people started clapping. I was like, what?
Why?
What are we clapping?
God.
I guess.
It goes down every day.
It does it every day. And they're like, yeah.
And sometimes we're grateful for it. That's so funny.
It was so funny.
I'm trying to think. I would never clap when the plane lands. Did you do it like sarcastically?
No.
It was probably a bad
It was a bad... It was a bad plane ride.
That's what I'm saying. So
it was like you're like
being like you go. Well, we thought you wouldn't get there.
And you're like recording yourself. You're like, hey, you're like writing your last things.
I hate turbulence. It makes me very, very overwhelmed.
I love it. It gets me alive and
shake shit up.
I love seeing my Sprite fall. Woo! Come on, baby, let's dance.
Summer games.
Bring it around.
Okay, what's his name? What's his name? It doesn't matter. Okay.
Never have I ever.
Oh.
Something you two have done that I have never done.
Yeah.
Never have I ever had cottage cheese.
Ew.
I don't like it.
But you've had it.
I don't think I've had it.
You would.
I've had it.
Okay.
Okay. I've had it. And that's done. And we're done. We're done with that conversation.
I've had it.
I've had it with you kids.
Next. You have two left.
I have two left.
Person who gets out.
Who wins eats all of this. When he eats a chocolate cake, you have to eat all the candy.
Chocolate cake.
I am going to cut you.
Never have I ever.
Baby Yoda. Yoda.
Good job.
God. It was Yoda?
It's Yoda.
God. Yeah. That killed me. It was there and it.
Don't clap
and it,
for
and it
her.
Hurt. Yeah, clap. Clap for me.
The plane has landed.
Clap for me.
And it's
the
not
sun
even baby
set.
Yoda. It's just
I
regular
know.
Yoda.
I was thinking of the Mandalorian and I was like, baby Yoda, baby Yoda.
Okay, good job.
Thanks.
Okay.
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 Never have I ever been dating someone over Christmas.
What do you mean?
I've never been with a partner.
You break up with them before you have to buy them gifts?
You've been single for every single Christmas?
I've never had a partner over Christmas.
Who have you woken up to and cozied up and said Merry Christmas?
Me, myself, and I. I have had hookups on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Christmas Day?
You gotta get laid somehow.
A what?
Gobsmocker?
There's not a lot to do in Nashville, Tennessee.
So you, what do you do?
Come on now.
You what? Go tell come her. Over for Christmas morning.
Well, it's just like...
your hype woman is actually...
My family's gone to bed. My friends are
tell
like...
Tell you
doing,
how you get that dick your on hype, Christmas.
Oh my God. Your hype woman was supposed to go to bed a lot. She was supposed to tell leave.
She's fine.
Get,
she's fine.
Tell her how you get that candy cane dick.
You got one
tell more? Her now. Tell her now.
Yeah, is there one more Christmas just, reference?
Tell her the gift that you, the three wise men bring to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what... What do the three wise men bring to you on Christmas?
Let him talk.
Lube, condoms, and a harness.
Oh.
That was awesome. Maybe work on the confidence next time.
Okay, so you have hookups on Christmas, but you're not ever dating anyone.
No.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Do you want to date someone on Christmas?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. And you will be, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so did you guys clap and put a finger down?
Okay, you clap when you play this game?
Yeah, you clap so people know that you put a finger down.
I've never done that.
I've never done that. Don't, okay, wait.
That's like normal rule.
When you play rock, paper, scissors, are you guys 1, 2, 3, or are you 1, 2, 3, shoot?
Rock,
two,
paper,
three,
scissors, shoot.
I remember, I grew up in LA. All my cousins lived in Florida. Everywhere we played rock, paper, scissors. This is when I think I first learned the world's big. I was in elementary school, and we were playing rock, paper, scissors. And we would go 1, 2, 3. I go to Florida. He's just jumping.
I know. I'm so sorry, Scott.
Got a horsey in the middle of the story. Over here.
You are horse coated.
Eating a lollipop like it's a steak.
I love everyone's reaction.
The gas.
It's like when people yawn, but they try to hide it. I really was trying to hide it.
You weren't trying to hide it. If that was you trying to hide it, that's insane.
Wait, can we talk about the gasps for a second?
Can we talk about me that I'm horse-coated?
Okay, so then, and then I visited my cousins
you're
in Florida,
kind of
and then I played rock, paper,
like,
scissors with
like...
them, and they said shoot, and I didn't, and I went the world big. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, that's really good.
Talking about gasps, I want to talk.
You are horse girl.
Were you going to say Horse Gordon?
You are Horse Gordon. You are Horse Gordon.
Get it.
Hey, that's
you
fine.
You are Horse Gordon.
I'll be equestrian.
Equestrian is shit.
Horses are
got
healing
that
and gorgeous.
Hair, got them gallops.
And strong.
Like, I bet when you were in elementary school, you were, like, doing the little gallops.
I actually did a lot.
I know.
You remember
I
in Monty Python when they go.
Yes, I love
it. You guys watch my Monty Python?
I did.
Did we watch that movie from 20 billion years ago? Yeah.
Shut up.
You did the. We were talking about the gasps in the room after you said that.
Yes.
And I want to talk to you guys about the Emily Rose gasp.
Oh.
I get one a shoot block at least.
Yes.
Yes.
Emily Rose, our
you
director
do,
of Pitt.
You do.
Sometimes if you say something sad, if you say something funny that's like a little like scary funny, like if like I think
she's
I
very
made
emotive.
A joke about the wage cap. She went.
Yeah. She'll literally let you know.
She's so
always she's
gasped.
Like, ooh.
I honestly, she's so emotive, especially in registers. When you're behind the camera, you guys don't even know. There's a whole other show happening behind the camera.
Yeah.
And she.
Yeah.
And then she said. And then she said.
I think you get a gasp every TNTL when you like put your legs in your arms or something and you do something weird with your body.
Hey, when you flip your legs up over your head,
yeah.
Chase
you get a gasp.
Is always putting his legs in a jacket.
What do you
arms.
Guys feel like when
yeah,
you
I
get.
I love that. It's Comedy Central.
And she goes,
ooh, this Starburst is very old.
That's what I went through. I literally said that, and you guys ignored me.
We had to.
What?
So,
we're spring cleaning. Ew, this has no...
It's a loose gummy worm in the candy pile.
Wait, guys, and hear it. Listen how hard it is.
Oh, no.
No.
Is that a knock at the door? No, it's a gummy worm.
Wait.
Can we get more
candy? How do you guys feel when you get a gasp?
I feel good.
I'm like, yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you? Don't try to keep me, chain.
We're doing spring cleaning. It's January, guys. This episode's coming out in January. We're cleaning out the old and in with the new.
Yes.
There's two Olive Garden mints.
What is this?
And a tiny little green creepy
okay.
baby.
Okay. Whoever loses has to eat the sour warhead.
What's this?
I'll do it. I'll do it.
There's a baby.
Is There's that your... a little fucking...
She just gasped. She just gasped.
What does
Green?
That mean?
I have no idea.
Baby.
She just gasped.
For the audio listeners at home, we have found a tiny green baby in the candy pile.
I still can't get over the unwrapped.
The loose?
On the worm.
Lisa the loose Nagaib. Goosey?
Lisa Nagaib.
Okay.
Oh my God, Dune.
Never have,
your, oh,
yeah.
Never have I ever had a thing of candy and had people trick-or-treat at my door growing up.
Oh, I'm well, out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the... Did you guys ever have a very rich neighborhood in your town that you were like, we got to go to the rich neighborhood?
The king-size bars.
Yes. All the time. And they have the best, like, creepy things at their front door.
Can you go up to the front of the camera? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This episode is giving staring contests.
It is. Ready?
And you know what? Shane's on here. Sorry, Shane.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see everything and it doesn't look good.
Now here's my impression of Amanda as a horse. This is you during that story.
Oh my God, I tried
so hard not to be loud and then I was like, you know what?
Fuck it. I'm putting our little sticks next.
Yeah, put our sticks right there. If you are an audio listener, I just want to...
If you're in the car right now, pull over.
Yeah, pull over because you can probably skip a whole minute because it's
pull
just...
Pull over and
it's
that,
just chance.
That button on Spotify that has like the 30-second skip.
Yeah, do that, that right here.
Okay, and we're back.
Okay, and we're back. So I'm actually out.
Okay, here you go.
I think we have to start again. And let's play hard mode. Oh, eat that. Yes.
Wait, guys, this is extreme sour.
Yes. She's scared.
Amanda
and
lost,
she's
so she has to have the warhead.
She's getting eat it or eat it flashbacks.
And then right who wins the second round has to eat the old worm.
Yes!
No. Are we starting over? Here we go. I'm eating the extreme sour warhead.
Call your husband.
Oh my God.
Tell him goodbye.
Oh my God. It tastes like gasoline. It tastes like baking soda.
Well, you need to see this little baby.
That's what
God.
You have to do.
The tears.
Like that's what you have to do.
That's really cute.
No, grab him. You have to see him.
That's what you have to do. You gotta just stick it out.
How is it?
It's awful.
Is it still sour?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
It's like gasoline and literally baking soda. But then the sweetness is coming in.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Oh, my God.
We got through the woods.
Now it's a lemon drop. Sue me.
Lemon drop martini.
Okay, are we starting
lemon
over?
Lemon drop martini with mezcal instead of vodka.
When?
Yeah.
You've done it?
Yes.
I've never had Smoking a lemon drop lemon. Martini.
What?
You haven't?
Wow.
It's delicious. Oh.
Okay.
Wait. It's wait, so good because it's like smoky lemon. Yes.
Smoky lemon.
Yes.
Yes.
Burnt lemon.
Mezcal with citrus, like an orange.
Oh, like delicious. Like have you ever had an espresso shot with a little orange? A lot of places do that. Yeah. That's really nice, yeah.
Looks really nice, yeah.
It's really nice. Okay, I went.
Never have I ever.
Oh my God, a loose M&M.
No.
This is
a lot of loose M&Ms.
Okay.
This, we are cleaning this out.
Never have I ever. Ew, another one.
Oh, God, gross.
Oh, this is a peanut M&M.
Never, those aren't supposed to be here. Never have I. Let's get that baby off your mic. Look at the baby sitting on
the mic.
Look
at his little butt.
What? What is up with you and butts?
They're so cute.
You have
Once you have
to.
A baby.
You love butts?
Butts are the cutest thing ever.
Once you have a baby, butts are the cutest thing
Human butts are fine.
Ever.
What?
Just keep going. Just keep
Just
stop.
Drive a truck through it.
Oh, I had one that I... Oh, never have I ever been to book club. You've definitely been to a book club.
I have.
You're a millennial white woman. You've
I
been
have.
To a book club.
Wait,
come on.
Wait, I have and hear,
You've
hear
been
me
to a
out.
Book club.
Hear me out.
You've definitely been to a book
hear
club.
Hear me out. It was not for me because it wasn't my close friends.
Were you picking
friends.
Up your cardigan?
It wasn't my close friends. No, it was not for me. It wasn't my close friends. I was like, I don't want to do this. But I would do it again if it was like...
If you like the book.
If I like the book and the people. So, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, that was a good one. That was divisive because you went straight towards it.
Yeah.
Never have I ever thrown up on someone.
On someone?
That's spoken by a mother who was just thrown up on at 4 a.m. probably.
Oh. I get thrown up on every day in my life.
Wait, your baby threw up on me.
Oh my God, you're so right.
But that's not you throwing
up. Oh, I have to throw up on, okay.
Yeah, you have to throw up on the baby. You see.
Yeah, my baby did throw up on me.
I've gotten near, but I don't think it would hit
near
the body.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Oh. Like,
have you?
Well, no.
Why are you giggling?
I want to say no.
You want
okay,
to say
okay.
No.
He wants to say no.
I've never seen your face
he
like that.
He wants to say because he doesn't want to reveal it. Did okay. I ever tell you guys once that I saw a drunk woman at Mohawk Bend
yes.
run from the back room to the front and throw up on the back of someone's head?
Yes,
I've heard this story. Yes.
On the back.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
No.
You're eating?
No. Amanda, no. Please,
Amanda,
please,
Amanda,
please, please.
You actually
please,
can't
no,
talk
no,
about
no,
that.
No.
Someone said.
It's the most...
Okay.
And
I'm
like,
done here.
If you're eating food, it's like, what were you eating? And now it's like...
Once I was in...
You just go...
I would rather do so many things like that are awful.
Clam chowder in front of you.
We don't serve clam chowder there, so.
Yeah, they don't serve clam
A big burger.
It's closed.
With onion jam.
No, it's there.
Big, greasy, juicy burger.
They were probably eating fries. Or pizza.
That's disgusting.
All right, anyways.
Is Mohawk okay. been still open?
Never have I ever owned AirPods.
Pizza.
What?
Put them down, girls.
What'd you say?
Never have I ever owned AirPods.
You're still rocking
That's
the
crazy.
Connected. Oof.
That's insane.
Oof.
I've never, ever in my life been like, let me make the change.
Why?
Because there's literally no need.
There is so much
it
need.
It changes your life.
You don't need to carry your phone.
I always have a pocket and, oh, no, yeah. I guess that would change my life.
It would change.
I literally the other day was trying to wash the dishes and I was trying to listen to a podcast and I put it next to the sink.
And it got wet.
And it got wet and you're connected. How can you move?
You need
AirPods.
Just get some AirPods, girl.
Yeah, just buy them for Christmas for yourself.
Yeah, but put your fucking fingers down.
I already did. I already
it's looking
did.
Pretty bleak. It's looking like you're about to eat the old worm.
I'm not eating the worm.
Yeah.
You're eating old
You're eating old
Guys,
worm.
Guys, I already ate the warhead. I'm not eating the old worm.
I'm not,
horse girl
I'm
eating
not
old
eating.
Worm.
Great.
Horse girl eating old worm.
I can't wait for the fan art of me as a horse girl.
Eating an old worm at a book club.
Horse girl eat old worm book club.
Horse girl eat old worm book club porn.
You got
worm.
What? Horse girl eat old worm
book club
porn.
Wait.
Gorn.
Gorn.
Okay, I went. Your turn.
Okay.
Horse girl eat old
right.
worm corn.
You're done.
Your turn.
Really shut them down. Wow.
Never have I ever. Shit.
I think you have.
I'll say this while we're waiting.
Yeah.
What's the deal with flavoring candy lemonade? That's not a candy flavor.
Good. Good, very good.
That's yeah, not that, a candy
that
flavor.
That was fun.
That's a flavor of a...
That was fun to watch all that. That's not a candy flavor.
That's a flavor of a drink.
I kind of agree with you.
Lollipop flavor iced tea. No.
Never have I ever had a cavity.
Never?
Never.
Even as a child.
Even as a child.
Call your mom.
What?
Get her to back that up.
Oh. No.
He was going to.
I don't have my phone. Because I'm a good actor who doesn't bring it to set.
That's right. Now I can only think of your mom and the Jolly Rancher vodka.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Does she make like martinis out of it? What does she do? Like a mixed drink?
Just then soda. Yeah, soda water and ice. Because it's already so sweet. You don't really
Of course, so sweet.
Oh wait, you're throwing the Jolly Ranchers in the drink?
That is the, so, it's ice, soda water, Jolly Rancher.
She puts
vodka.
Jolly Ranchers in vodka and lets them like distill.
They disintegrate.
So I thought
they completely
she
melt.
Put vodka on top of Jolly Ranchers and then you would eat the Jolly Ranchers. And then I was legit going to ask you, would you get a buzz out of that?
No. You put the Jolly Ranchers into a big thing of vodka, and then they dissolve. They, like, melt.
Do you know you can do that with almost all vodka? You can do, like, chamomile tea if you wanted chamomile-flavored vodka.
That's incredible.
You don't actually want to have chamomile tea.
I think that
flavored.
Sounds so good.
No, I did chamomile tequila, and it was freaking delicious.
I would do chamomile and vodka, and I would...
Honestly, after musicals, sometimes I would have, in my throat coat, put a little whiskey.
Sure.
Get it, girl.
You're
Airhead?
Bad. You're bad.
Laffy Taffy.
You switched to Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Guys, we're in a rough spot.
I was just going to say something.
I have two left.
Okay. You're going to eat the old worm.
I'm not eating the worm.
Old worm.
Horse girl, eat old worm. Book
no,
club corn.
No.
Okay. So you just did?
I did cavity.
Okay. Oh, I've had a cavity.
Same. Okay. I already put one down. Never have I ever
sneezed on.
It's hard to think of things you haven't done.
I know.
It's just things you have. That's why you always want to, like, do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. I slacked you some more if you want to.
If you want to cheat.
If you want to cheat. Gosh, this candy's making me sick.
Stop
dude.
Eating it.
No, I got to keep going.
I've done a lot of these things, though. Never have I ever clogged someone's toilet and then lied about it.
I definitely have done that. But I'll definitely...
I don't think I've even clogged a toilet before.
Oh, my God.
With the massive dumps you take, you've definitely...
You wipe your mouth out with soap. I don't like Olaf. I don't. Don't talk.
Oh, have we talked about this? Chance, during the karaoke stream... told everyone that Angela wants to sing Olaf songs in summer.
And that's so damaging to me. It's like my internet...
It is actually...
My internet footprint is already just drenched in bullshit.
It is actually very damaging to you. I don't think it actually can get worse than you wanting to sing Olaf songs. Because... We send each other our fan art. Woo! Yours is.
Yours is rough.
Yours is very interesting. Your hair always looks a little, just like a little too short. It just keeps flipping out.
But I was going to say, I've never clogged a toilet because sparkles don't really clog a toilet. And I poop sparkles.
Oh my God. I just did more damage by saying that.
I poop sparkles in music notes. Sorry, look it up. Ugh. That was awful.
Yeah, it really was.
So it's your turn. Now.
Yeah, now it's your turn. You got to keep talking.
This place is going to fucking ruin me from the inside
out. It already has, girl.
Like, I can't even get through a sentence without kind of like spiking the camera and saying something stupid.
Cut that.
Okay, never have I ever. Oh, this is one.
You guys, I smell bad. Oh my God, I forgot to put on deodorant.
That feeling sucks so
bad. I hate that feeling. When you get to the end of the day and you hug a bunch of people and you go, oh my God.
No one touch me.
Or I'm
sure anyone was going to. Were you guys headed there?
Were you guys headed there?
Were you guys headed there?
Never have I ever had Google Chrome as my preferred browser.
That's insane.
That's so dumb. Of course I have.
Of course.
It's the best. It's the best one.
I like Safari.
What?
You're insane.
Safari is awful.
I'm a traveler.
You have wired headphones and you like
Safari. And you call me chronically offline. I'm done.
You love Olaf, have wired headphones.
Shut up!
And you farted during that Christian game. Hey, do not touch my set like that.
No, you, it's...
Do you know the lore about the plants?
I think you missed it.
What?
Oh, okay. They've been, it's been
actually,
an HR nightmare.
So okay. So.
And you should have heard about the show in Chicago, too.
I just want to say really quickly, they're right here, right?
Yeah.
So if you're an audio listener.
We have these people on
Smosh Games. These guys.
The plants?
Yeah.
Don't look at them directly because like.
The plants.
Chance and I like had huge mediation session. Yeah.
What happened with them?
They just like. It's.
The attitude?
Yes.
That comes in from these two has been really rough.
They'll swing at you. They don't care. They don't care.
You just went, and they'll swing at you.
If you're not careful, your sweet little sweetheart little girl self will be playing Flip 7, and one of these fuckers will come in, take your wallet, take your keys, swing at you.
How do they drive when they take your keys?
They were, okay, so I did an interview with the K-pop Demon Hunters on Smosh-alike.
This is when it all started.
They were so unprofessional on set. Like the plants these were. Guys. Yes.
And you could see in the video.
They traveled
in the video.
Yes.
And some people are picking up on, I want to shout out the people on the Smosh Reddit that are bringing up.
Yeah.
They're talking about.
Yep.
What are they saying?
They're on Discord servers.
They're just kind of
the
being like.
Have their own Discord servers.
I have such
talk.
A problem with some of the people in the videos. Yep. And
they'll name you by name. They'll name you by name.
Well, here's what's weird. They've never done anything harmful to me.
Yet, girly pop.
Yet.
So what do I need to do to watch out for these?
I mean, I like to establish boundaries.
Yes,
right?
I was about to say the same thing.
So like this one, I mean, the one on the.
Yeah, the one on the right is a really one.
The other one's got a right hook that'll fucking.
Yeah, I'll take you out.
So what do they do with your keys and wallet when they need them?
Well, they're plants. They don't need keys and wallets.
In all seriousness, exactly. We kind of just beat them up now randomly in the middle of the
videos. Oh, no, I've seen you guys do that. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe it's just payback for you guys.
What? Say it again.
Say that shit again.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. What's good?
That's really
What's
rich.
What's good? Uh-huh. I'm sure you did.
That's really rich. Literally, that's like a...
Audio listeners.
Massive HR violation.
Again, if you guys want to hit the 30-second thing and you want to skip, you absolutely can. Chance and Angela are having issues with the plants on the set.
I don't have an issue.
I don't have an issue. It wouldn't be an issue if you just respected me and valued me. You know what I mean?
Literally. My God. Sometimes I'll like I'm getting heated up, right?
And it's like they're getting help.
Right?
Like they're getting more and more. And right? And so we haven't solved this, and yet now we got more.
And right? And it's like,
huh.
And
look at this one.
Yeah, oh, I saw her.
And I don't trust that one as far as I can fucking throw her.
Look it. She's sweet. She's never done anything to me.
Yeah.
You guys are causing so much chaos on my set. It's actually so crazy.
That little fake succulent on the Reddit stage.
Yeah.
That bitch is a whore. That bitch is such a whore.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm like, I can't focus. Sorry.
I actually haven't talked to that one.
Where we were doing the hidden chocolate challenge and we all were like, here's the fake one.
Oh, that's why.
I actually do agree with you on that. Remember when we did the hidden chocolate challenge?
Yeah. I found all the chocolate. It was very clear which ones were chocolate.
I actually think, like, what's your favorite Smosh video ever? I think that you've been in. I think that one might be like up there for me because us three, we were there all day.
Yeah,
We were there all day.
How was it an all
and we
day
had
shoot?
No idea what was happening.
And we were like,
meanwhile,
sitting on this
we're
couch.
Shooting three episodes of Grip Guys in one day.
Yeah. Grip Guys was in one day. Chocolate Challenge was the whole day.
Spud Hut was made in an afternoon.
meanwhile, Chocolate Challenge was from 8 to 8. And we were kept in a room in secret, not allowed to talk to each other about what's happening in the other room.
Every Fit City episode you've seen was filmed in 15 minutes. but some of those long, like hide and seeks, take 3 days.
That's hide and seek. This is hidden chocolate challenge.
Hidden chocolate challenge.
It took
like
the whole day.
And we had to go back and forth.
And they were like, Chance.
I really love this right now.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Don't. Seriously. Not the time.
Guys, leave my plants. I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't like anything here. I don't like the candy. I don't like the candy here.
Okay, how many do you have left? I have 3.
I have 1.
Okay.
I have 1.
Anyone eat crackle?
What the fuck is crackle?
Oh, you eat crackle?
Do you want one?
Crackle, yeah.
I don't think I've ever
what
had
the
crackle.
Hell was
so sorry.
That?
Oh, so sorry.
That was a horse girl throw.
horse girl? That was an old
girl. If you're
going to
call me horse girl,
throw.
You better say it right.
Horse
honey.
Girl.
You
know what, Scott? I bet you changed our mic packs like 4 times, the batteries, during Hidden Chocolate Mic Challenge.
I think you shut
challenge.
Up both your mics from
Hidden
start.
Chocolate Mic Challenge.
See, yeah, one of us you can't hear the audio because it's a chocolate mic.
Wait. Oh. I want to do Hidden Chocolate Challenge again.
Me too.
It's okay.
You got a Heath bar?
I got a Heath bar.
You know what, candy I love that people don't give enough respect to is 100 grand.
Mm. I don't know what is a peanuts.
I don't know what is that. It's like caramel and something.
I say Take Five. I know it's a newer candy bar. I love Take Five. They're so good.
I'd say it's like kind of old.
Take Five is so good.
It's pretty recent.
Fast when
was
breaks.
Can we look at when was Take Five?
Oh my god!
I feel like it. Am I crazy? I feel like it's in the past 20 years.
Honey, you are not crazy. Outed from the church.
Never have I ever enjoyed a Snickers.
What?
I've definitely enjoyed a Snickers.
Wait,
the king size
ones. Have you enjoyed a Snickers ice cream bar?
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
My Bubba had Snickers ice cream bars.
Your what?
My grandma. Oh. Bubba's Portuguese for grandma. We only call her Bubba.
Vava?
Bubba.
Wait, so go back to.
So, Snickers ice cream bar. Have you ever
Yes. Twix. The Twix ones are good, too.
Oh, I haven't had them. Angela, it's going to blow up your world.
Yeah.
It's going to blow up my world?
Sorry.
What?
In a good way.
Okay.
I'm trying to look when Take Five came.
When is it?
Take Five Origin? Like,
2005.
What am I supposed to type?
Year. Yeah.
Guys, I love this. This is so much fun.
I know. When's the last time
we
did this?
We go to lunch again. Remember that time we went to lunch?
Oh, yeah. That was fun. And Angela.
Oh, I remember.
Angela hid in the bush and called it a prank.
God, you
and
guys.
And then told the story, I think, here.
Yeah.
For a long time.
It was rough.
But, ooh, more Olive Garden.
Woo.
Do you have a year?
No.
I don't think anyone really cares about what year.
I got it. Do you have a guess for when the Take Five candy bar came out?
2002.
Angela, do you have a guess?
1996.
What?
I don't know. I made a guess.
2004.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we have to play a game that I'm obsessed with.
What?
Ready? I'm going to give you a year. You have to guess who was the sexiest man alive that year.
Love.
Okay.
Jonathan Bailey was this year.
Ready? I played this last night. It's so much fun.
I love it.
Okay. The year is 2012.
Ryan Gosling.
Good guess, not the one.
Ryan Reynolds.
Keep going. But those are good guesses. I think they've
are
been
Are they
it.
Good guesses? Is that like around? I can't remember what came out in 2012.
Let's go with Bradley Cooper.
How old was I in 2012? I don't even remember.
It was Channing Tatum.
Fuck.
That seems late for him.
Wait, what? Is that when Step Up came out?
No, way before that.
2020.
I'm
Sexiest
not
Man
gonna
Alive.
Be good at this game. Oh,
this one's good.
Michael B. Jordan.
How'd you know that?
I just guessed. Because Black Panther came out. Whoa. Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Guys, what is happening?
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, do some more. I'm not going to do well.
2019.
The year before Michael B. Jordan. So,
this one is surprising to me.
Because it's late or
this
early.
Is a singer.
Adam Levine. Fuck.
This is a singer?
He would never get that. And he has to know that.
Shawn Mendes?
And he has to know that.
Huh?
Shawn Mendes?
No.
I feel like... Okay, 2000...
A singer? Really hot.
Harry Styles? No.
But like kind of like a husband.
He's kind of a husband? Right. He is a husband.
I'm your husband.
He's a husband.
Jason Aldean.
What? John Legend.
Oh.
Oh. All of me. Okay.
I don't think he's that hot.
I don't either.
Michael B. Jordan, I was like, yo, that
Can
makes
sense.
Can I
be sense. Honest? John Legend's a little cringe to me. He seems like a little too, like...
But at the time...
He seems nice.
At that time,
talented.
You guys, he was like a big deal.
Yeah, he was a big deal. Him and
he
his
was on
piano.
Talented.
Him and his piano.
Hey, him and his piano could get it. You know what I'm saying?
2010.
Okay.
You've already said him.
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, yeah. Whoa, 2010. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Giving you some
Do we like Ryan Reynolds now? Again?
I think...
I always like him, but after all that stuff.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Okay, what's interesting?
2004.
What is happening?
Jude Law.
Jude Law?
Jude
2004.
Law.
The holiday?
What year were you born? Let's look up the sexiest man alive. That's what it is. The year you were born, that year, Sexiest Man Alive is your ultimate daddy.
Okay.
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 1998.
Okay. Yeah, just 10 years earlier, babe. Yes, sweetie. Cutie pie.
1989?
88.
What just happened?
Is it Michael Bolton?
Okay. Your ultimate 1988.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I got it. Okay. She's like Paul Newman.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready for this?
Robert Redford.
Yours is wild. This is your ultimate
okay.
daddy.
Who is it?
Okay.
Who's your ultimate
JFK.
Okay, not a bad one.
John F. Kennedy.
He's hot. He's hot.
What?
Junior.
Oh, Junior.
Okay,
oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Selena. Oh. It's JFK Junior. Can I see...
What is JFK Jr.?
Yeah, can I see a picture? Here that's how fun is that? God, never felt more old
he
in my life.
Kind of looks like that guy from Love Actually.
Oh, he's the guy who died on the plane with his hot wife, blonde.
Oh, hot wife, blonde.
Was
okay.
that also an inside
Chance,
job?
What year were you born?
I don't think so.
1999.
Fine. No, no, that's good for you. No, no, I'm totally fine with that.
It's just like.
Are you ready for actually, your ultimate daddy?
Who is my ultimate daddy?
Richard Gere.
What
is that?
What the hell? You need to die and go to hell. Out of from the church, out of from my podcast, bitch.
What?
You don't.
He knows Amanda's to, outing
he
me live
die?
On this podcast right
know.
Now.
First of all, he's in the closet.
Yeah.
Second of all.
No, he's not.
He I has can't pictures believe with boys all the podcast. Time.
You know who you sound like?
Who? No,
you
no,
sound like them.
You, don't
sound,
bring
you
like
were
them.
Siding with them earlier, and
you
now,
sound like them.
Now you sound like
they're
them.
They're a part of me. Wait, do you really not know who Richard Gere is?
No idea.
Oh, that's gonna rock.
My
her
best
world.
Friend's wedding, Pretty Woman, Pretty oh, Woman,
Chicago.
Pretty Woman is he the main guy in Pretty Woman?
Yes. Yeah,
I've seen clips from it.
Clips.
What is Big Mistake? Is that Pretty
I
want to
yeah. kill you.
Please do not do that.
Fine.
Well, no one's going to look up mine, but oh. if anyone at home is interested, 1993 was when I was born, and that year, for some reason, they did Sexiest Couple Alive, and it was Richard Gere and Cindy Crawford.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You guys have the same daddy!
You're Cindy Crawford, and I'm Richard Gere!
You woo! Know, you just learned
yeah, you don't even know who Richard Gere is.
Oh, my God!
That's so fun.
Wait, you've missed out on so many, like, classics.
Okay. And you don't know who Yoda is, so grow up.
I do know
whoa,
who Yoda is.
Girls,
guys,
girls.
I know who Yoda is.
You don't know who Rami is.
Who?
Isn't that fun? That fun game? Why aren't we doing Sexiest Woman Alive?
Because we don't objectify women like that, Angela.
But, oh, why don't we
yes,
do
we
Sexiest
yes,
Man Alive and Smartest Woman Alive every year?
That's awesome.
I love that.
Who would you vote as the smartest woman alive this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
This year, I would say... Greta.
I knew you were gonna say Greta Gerwig.
Not Gerwig. No.
Wait,
oh,
I mean Greta.
Oh, Greta
Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Thunberg. I knew you were gonna say that.
That Milky Way
that
looks like it's as old as Richard Gere.
Meat.
You do not want that.
She
never
was about
have
to
I
eat
ever.
It.
I was about to eat it just fine.
You guys still in?
I'm of course I'm in. I'm not eating that nasty, one. Nasty.
Never have I ever seen a Richard Gere movie.
That sucked.
Wait, that's so stupid. I'm not
eating
the
turn.
Wern.
It's not my turn.
The Wern.
You sound like an...
Wait, this is
sorry.
This is
got excited.
Unacceptable. I can't speak.
You have to eat the worm.
No, it's not his turn.
Okay.
It's not my turn.
Okay, okay, it's your turn.
No, well, don't do the Richard Gere one.
Okay.
Never have I ever.
You're just jealous because I have the green baby right now.
What are you doing with him?
Making him straddle my mic.
Great.
Guys, we lost them. Everyone
Never?
Everyone that's listening turned it off.
Yeah. They did.
So it's just us.
We lost
now.
Them.
Now it's just us.
Time code
it's
where you left.
It's quiet in here. It's kind of quiet in here. Never have I ever.
You have a whole list of them in front of you and you can't even come up with
I've
one.
Done them all.
You have?
Yes.
You've done everything. You've had every job and you've done everything.
I'm from Boston.
I Wait. Worked there once.
Are you lying?
Let
Are
us
you
come
lying?
Back on as you guys again.
I really want to do another Shane
Wait,
and Amanda
Do you
episode.
Guys want another Shane and Amanda?
Yes,
I actually would be so down.
I think we should do it once a year like a colonoscopy.
That's awesome. You do a colonoscopy every year?
I don't.
Angela? Angela, how often,
I just mean, like,
how often do you get a colonoscopy?
Okay, like, never I just, have like... I ever had a colonoscopy.
Neither have I.
Yeah, neither have I. Because you don't do it every year.
Let's do it every year like a colonoscopy.
You don't?
We got Scott today. We're getting
Scott giggles.
We're getting quality Scott giggles.
Put that back on my table.
I'm laying down. I'll show you something Smosh Mouth has never seen.
Scott.
These dogs.
These dogs.
Scott, tell her she
ding,
can't
ding,
do
ding,
it.
Ding.
Scott.
I won't do it, yeah. In all seriousness, I think I'm going to get in trouble for yesterday's karaoke live stream for Jingle Jam. I was kind of sort of telling the camera crew what to do the whole time. I went, lights! And I went, roaming now!
You said
like,
lights.
Like multiple times.
Well, yeah. But you said the lights one once.
And then I went, can we get mood lighting again? I just like the whole time was like calling cues.
Using cues. Jinx.
Never.
So you're just supposed to go 1, 2, 3 and then say a color at the same time.
Oh, Jinx?
1, 2, 3
blue. Okay, we both lost. Done with that.
Do you guys remember what Jinx Yomiya Soda was from?
People.
No, but I remember.
No, but it was from
Jinx
something.
From Teen Titans.
No, but hold on. Did you guys have that growing up? Jinx Yomiya Soda?
Yeah, but I only did the 1, 2, 3 color thing.
So you didn't have Jinx Yomiya Soda?
I had heard of it.
I remember brick wall waterfall girl. You think you know it all? You don't.
And I do. So boom with that
attitude. Poof.
It was boom with that attitude. Peace punch.
Whoa.
Peace.
Whoa. We're getting variants. This is how I know there are different timelines going on. We have merged.
This is how I know the world is big.
Different timelines, and we're here. Okay.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Let's start from the beginning. I had to start boof beam attitude.
Rick girl, you wall, think waterfall. Girl, you think you got it all. You don't. Okay.
You know it all, got it all.
Okay.
Girl, you think you know it all, but you don't. And I do.
So boom with that attitude.
Peace, punch, stump. Captain Crunch. I got something you can't touch. Bang, bang, choo-choo chain. Wind me up, I'll do that thing. Now Reese's Pieces, 7 Up. You mess with me, I'll fuck you up.
Okay, my brick wall waterfall. Girl, you think you know it all. You don't. I do. So poof with that attitude. Elbow, fist. Shut your mouth and talk to this Reese's Pieces Kit Kat. Girl, you need a Tic Tac.
Wait, this is crazy how different they are. You didn't love that? I
liked that one, too.
What's yours?
So I never had this growing up, but my niece literally did this 2 weeks ago.
Whoa,
and
what did
she's
she do?
Six.
What is hers? You can't remember it.
It was totally different. There was no Reese's Pieces at all.
Do you guys have one?
It was boom with that attitude. Something like I'm worthy or like I'm worth it.
I can't believe how different mine is.
Yeah.
There was no Reese's Pieces or anything like that. Elbow. But I like that.
Peace, punch, girl. How does it start? How does it start again?
Ours was.
Brick wall.
Brick wall, waterfall. Girl, you think you got it all, but you don't. And I do. So boom with that attitude. Peace, punch, Captain Crunch. I got something you can't touch. Bang, bang, choo-choo train. Wind me up, I'll do my thing. Yo, Reese's Pieces, 7 Up. This is
Reese's
crazy.
Reese's Pieces, Kit Kat. Girl, you need a Tic Tac. Not one, not two, but the whole dang 6-pack.
See, I like that one.
Wait, these are crazy, and what are these? Guys, I feel like we just like hit like a huge cultural moment.
Well, I think it's wild that my 6-year-old niece just did it 2 weeks ago.
But also, what are they?
They're spells that we pass down through generations.
They're spells. And with that,
we put a spell on you.
We put a spell on you, and you guys, we're out of time.
We're out of time. I can't believe it. If you made it to the end, we got to sell merch that says, I made it to the end of that one Never Have I Ever episode of Smosh Mouth. Where no one ate the worm.
No one is going to eat the worm, and that's okay.
Because
Chance put his little fingers all over it and pretended it was the Dune worm. And so that's why we're not going to eat it. I hope you guys enjoyed Never Have I Ever.
My fingers aren't little or big.
Wait, I think we should make that merch.
What? Boom?
No.
With your attitude?
I survived that one episode of Never Have I Ever Smosh Mouth with Amanda, Chance, and Angela, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt and no one ate the old worm.
Done.
I like it.
I'll make
like
that merch.
And then on the back it says, horse girl eat old worm.
No! And then under it goes, porn. Love you guys. Thanks for having us, Amanda.
Love you guys. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being here. I'm really glad you guys hung out. You guys gonna sleep over or...
No, we both have shows tonight.
We have to throw this away.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Love you.